Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's stand together and sing our opening hymn, hymn number 145, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Well, good morning. Welcome, everyone. Glad to see all of you here this morning. A few announcements as we begin this morning's service. Just note there in your bulletin all the things that are happening here in the following, just the 2 weeks before Christmas. First of all, following the service today, we're going to have that short called CBM meeting, and that is to approve the slate, which you guys have called, and the gifts discernment team has kind of helped in discerning. And that slate will be presented and then voted on as a whole. The slate has been posted out in the bulletin for a couple weeks, so hopefully you know what that's about. And we're just looking to do that following the service. We'll try to quickly, I know a lot of times we kind of gather and talk, but if you would, after church, those that are going to be a part of that meeting, just kind of head over to that fellowship hall so we can kind of get that going and get that taken care of. I know that's out of custom of what we normally do. We like to talk, don't we? And that's good, and I like that. But we'll have to kind of get that underway so we can get that done. Also, just a note, after service and after the CBM, we're going to have the choir practice and also the children's Christmas play. And the Christmas play, those that are involved with that are going to kind of be in here working. I know there's some that are going to kind of miss the vote so the kids can start working on the play in here. So if you're a kid and you're part of that play, note you're going to be after the service in here in the fellowship hall or in the sanctuary working on that play. I hope that's clear. Okay, note there as well, the Christmas program will be here December 18th. We have the choir and the children's group doing that as well, also special music that will be involved. So I hope that you come and be a part of that service. Christmas Eve service will be here on the 24th, and I pray that you will come out for that, as well as Christmas Day is going to be, we'll have just a short service here on Christmas Day. It kind of be concise. I know there's a lot going on that day, but what a blessing to be able to come together on Christmas Day and to worship the Lord here. So I hope that you take advantage of that. Also, kids, don't forget to remind your parents that this Saturday is the Youth Christmas Movie down at the Sipe Center. And we're looking forward to that. It starts at 1 o'clock. And notice there's a lot of free. There's free popcorn, there's free drink for you, free movie. And so be sure to come out and be a part of that. That's not only our church, but other churches will be there as well from our ministerial community. And we're just looking forward to a fun time. Hey, invite a friend. Maybe you have a friend. Maybe you're sitting there listening to me thinking, I know someone that would like to come to that movie with me. And I encourage you, invite a friend. We've rented the whole place there, so it doesn't matter how many are in there. I think the limit's like 250. I know we're not going to meet that. But what a great way to get someone into a church activity. It might be a little outreach, maybe just some way to connect your friends to the church, and I encourage you to do that. So bring your cousins, bring your friends, and we'll have a good time there watching the movie The Star. I'm looking forward to that. Okay, any other announcements? Kenny?
With the movie there Saturday,
yes.
If the kids are wanting to come and the parents have something else going on, they would see you or me for transportation. We could set that up.
Okay. Kenny hopefully heard that, but we have the means to get you there if you don't. So just talk to Kenny or myself, and we'll make sure that transportation is provided. Okay, anyone else? Charlie? Thank you, Charlie.
The other thing is, the kids got their Cradle to the Cross pieces last Sunday, those families. For those older families that wanted to be kids, I have some more.
Okay. Okay, that's great news. If you would like one of those little ornaments, maybe to put on your tree or to have at your house, just see Charlie after service and he'll get you one of those as well. They are really nice and they have a really powerful message. We've got the one here on display and we'll have that here throughout Christmas, and then it'll be here in the church as well. Get one of those. Charlie, thank you. See him as well for those offering envelopes. They're a good way to just keep track of your giving through the year. And appreciate your work on that, Charlie. Okay, any other announcements? Janet?
This is a celebration announcement.
Okay.
John Radebush is hitting the big 8-0.
His face turned 5 shades of red back there. If you'd see him, he looks like a stop sign. John, we celebrate that with you. That's and you weren't too far behind your brother, right? Because Ronnie was last Saturday. Now Ronnie's face is red. Certainly. You know, there's a list in here, and I appreciate you pointing that out. There's a list of all the birthdays in December. And that's nice to have. You can put that on your fridge, and maybe if you think, send a card. Lee does that every month. I'm right on that, aren't I, Lee?
Darren, are you
where is she? Yeah, I'm behind. I'm the 21st. Lee?
I'm a little behind this month because Mama announced Christmas.
Right.
It just
hit me. Yeah. If you haven't don't have your name on the birthday list, maybe you haven't given her that information, do that. We'd like to, it's nice to receive cards from the church or birthday wishes. But these are given out monthly.
My sister just had birthdays last week.
Okay. Get that information to Lee, and that way you can get on the list. So, yeah. Happy birthday as well, Olivia. Yeah. And that's great. A lot of birthdays going around. And then there's the best birthday of all, right? Which is the birthday of Jesus. And that's what we really celebrate. So praise the Lord for that. Any other announcements? Let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious, most heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for this Advent celebration today, the celebration of your joy and the joy which we receive from you and the joy which we have now in our life because, Lord, we have you and we have your Son, Jesus, and, Lord, he gives us joy. And that joy lasts all the year, not just on Christmas Day, but that joy fills our hearts. And, Father, we just proclaim and praise you this morning for the joy which we have received through Christ Jesus. Lord, we praise him. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things together. Amen. Okay, I'm going to call now on Hannah and Logan to come forward for this Sunday's Advent reading.
Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Rejoice. This is a timely reminder. In fact, it's more than a reminder. Grammatically, it's in the imperative. So it is actually a command. I know it sounds funny or ironic to think that Paul would be commanding people to rejoice, but that's what he did. And not just once, but twice. Rejoice squared. Paul says we should rejoice always, not just some days, certain days, or on days that we simply feel like it, but always. Peter Mayer affirms this sentiment in his song, Sing Joy, when he sings. Sing joy, joy, joy in the morning. Sing joy, joy, joy in the afternoon. Sing joy, 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 for the child is born. His song is to lift our spirits at Christmas and tell us that our joy in Jesus should be more than just a fleeting feeling or a passing phrase. Our joy in Jesus should be a part of us, a part of who we are as God's forgiven people. Our joy in Jesus is something that is deep within us, something that should gladden our hearts each day, no matter what sadnesses might creep into our lives or tribulation we might face. For we know that Jesus has come to turn our every sorrow into dancing. Together on this third Sunday of Advent, we light the candle of joy. The news of Jesus' birth at Christmas is to all people exceedingly great joy to all the world, the Lord has come. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in joy. Without joy, hope can seem empty and faith can seem desperate. Wonder and joy make us lively Christians instead of wooden Pharisees. Lord, turn what is grim in our lives into passion. Your Son came to set our hearts on fire that we might enjoy our lives as you intended.
Thank you, Logan. Thank you, Hannah. Let's stand together now and turn in our hymnals, page 123. We're going to sing the first three verses of O Come, Emmanuel. 123.
Yeah.
I think that was all. We'll turn in our bulletins now to portions of Luke 2. Portions of Luke 2. This call to worship coming from portions of Luke 2. Sorry. Found inside of your bulletin. It says, "Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of joy, which shall be to all people.'" Let's turn to our hymnals, page 144, "How Great Our Joy." Page 144. Like that hymn. It's different, isn't it? Different than what normal hymns are kind of saying. I like it. You know, I noticed too that "How Great Our Joy" is not a question mark, is it? Exclamation point. So our joy is great. Okay, I want to take just a couple minutes to share our joys and our concerns. One joy that I have, and I know that you have as well, is we have Brandy with us here this morning. We've been praying for Brandy, and Brandy Nichols is here with us this morning. We praise the Lord. We know he's been through quite a stay there in the hospital and pneumonia and even facing death at one point. But praise God, the Lord did a miraculous work for him and brought him back from death. And we just praise the Lord twice, he says. He has quite a testimony of how God worked through him there. I know he told me firsthand they were questioning at moments if he was going to survive that. And in fact, had to bring him back twice. So we just praise the Lord that, Brandy, you're here with, boy, that is just a testimony to God's good work in you. And we just praise the Lord that you're doing better.
Well, he's not done with me yet.
That's right. That's right. That's the perfect answer, Brandy. Perfect. And we just praise the Lord that his hand's upon you and just healing you. And so we praise that. Praise God for that. And answered prayers. Boy, what we were praying for you, Brandy, and we know those prayers were answered. So we just praise God for that. So we just welcome you back, Brandy, and glad you're with us here this morning. Yeah, absolutely. Also, on my prayer list this morning, if you would put Avery Lambert on your prayer list. Avery is the granddaughter of Pam Lambert. Pam's not here this morning, probably because Avery was rushed yesterday to UVA, had maybe a Winchester. Okay, wrong hospital. But the problem with the appendix, I think the plan, the last I heard, was to, she was going to go through surgery to remove the appendix. I don't have any really... She did have that? Okay. Okay, well, praise the Lord for that. If you would just lift up Avery Lambert, also Robert and Jennifer. That's Avery's parents, and we just pray for them as well as they try to care now for Avery. And we just praise God that they were able to take care of that and that it was the surgery was a success. So praise the Lord for that. Also, by way of praise, there was we've been praying, or I had been praying for a young man that had fallen from a feed bin or a silo, a last name Kugler. I believe his first name is Shannon Kugler. If I got that wrong, somebody correct me. Is it Lane Kugler? Oh, Zane. Okay. All right, Zane Kugler. And we got word that he is home, and he is still recovering from that, but we praise the Lord for the good answered prayers there. So just continue to pray for Zane Kugler and his recovery from this fall. Also, would you put on your prayer list Deborah's mother, Sharon Morris? She had was in the hospital there last night into this morning, so if you would, just be in prayer for her. Also, I got word from Billy Ware this morning that his brother, Brian, and his wife, Carolyn, would like your prayers. Brian's having some issues with his arm, and Carolyn also would just be in prayer for both of them, if you would, Brian and Carolyn Ware. Please have them on your prayer list. Okay, other prayer requests or praises that you'd like to share? Kenny?
I have a praise.
Yeah.
One of the kids was stuck out there yesterday and tough through the cold. And, hey, when we got done, they were frozen like popsicles. Their fingers were just soft and melted.
Yeah.
Warm summer day.
Yeah. We had a good time, didn't we?
We
really did. It was exciting to go through the parade. This was the first year that... We had tried that, and it was a success. The kids decorated the trailer and the van all themselves, pretty much.
I tell you, folks, beware. Some of these kids could grow up to be graffiti artists.
Yeah, they did. They did.
I think Lee
and Alan
could use some help.
Yeah, they got we have some real artists here, don't we? They did a nice job. Everything looked so wonderful, and the kids just had a good time. We were a little cold. I walked about 3.5 miles yesterday. I was following behind, trying to keep track of everything. Yeah, I didn't get locked up. I did get in trouble a little bit. I was apparently throwing candy when I should have been handing it. Joe said yesterday, there's always one in every group. Our group, unfortunately, it's the preacher. But we had a good time. We did. In fact, the fellow who told me that knew me, apparently, because he said, Darren, there's no throwing a candy. I knew who it was. So, yeah. We had a great time, though. It was really good. And everyone was safe, and we just had an enjoyable time. Thanks to Kenny and Deborah and all the others that went to great lengths to make that happen. Kenny, for as well as Clark, who donated a trailer for us to use. We really appreciate Clark doing that. And And Dale, too, he helped me out a lot, so we appreciate him. All the kids did a great job. We really had
27 participants.
As a 27, okay. Yeah. Well, that sounds like Kenny, but Kenny's a professional driver. Yeah. Joe will cut us a break maybe this once. Yeah, Joe's agreeing. So we had a great time. It was wonderful. What a blessing. And we're so blessed by all the children here, their participation in that. I hope you come out too. I think that's just a reminder for the children's Christmas play that they're doing next Sunday. And we're looking forward to, again, seeing all of them here and just celebrating Jesus and with the excitement in their heart for Jesus. So we just thank God for that. Okay, any other prayer requests or praise, Debbie?
Praise. We've been praying for the little girl from Stanton.
Okay.
It's been at St. Jude.
Yes.
And she has finished all her treatment on Wednesday and Thursday. They set up a prayer chain. There was people taking every hour to pray for her, and they did scans, and the scans come back that they could not find any cancer.
Yeah, praise the Lord for that.
Mm-hmm. So they're in the process of setting up their house because she's still taking treatment. She will continue on chemo treatment, but she's been, and she, that radiation treatment, but she is going to get to come home.
Okay.
Stay here and then travel back and forth once in a while. So that was, her mother was just beyond blessed because they've been gone from home and she has five children total and she's been down there with this child and just seen them a couple times.
Praise the Lord for that good news. We just thank the Lord for that, for answered prayers, and for her to be home for Christmas. So, yeah, at Christmas. So we thank the Lord for that, too. Thank you for that update on her. Charles?
I just want to thank everybody for their prayers and emails and text and everything we got last weekend. I kind of got out of vertical position here at the end of the
out of vertical. Just in a second, split second. And Charles, I know you gave us all a scare there last Sunday, but praise God, you're here this Sunday and doing well. And we just keep praying for you, Charles, that whatever calls that they're able to find that and to fix it if there's something that needs to be fixed. So we just continue to lift you up, Charles, and we're so thankful you're here. And again, it is a reminder, isn't it, to us, just how quick life can change. And that's why we got the good Lord with us. And He takes care of us. And no matter what happens, we have Him. So praise the Lord for that. I know that helped you through this, as well as the church family.
I want to thank Pastor Darren for last week when I stayed there in the emergency room after they determined I hadn't had a heart attack waiting to get a room. And he texted me a couple times. So
yeah.
I called him, he called me back. He called. He had prayer over the phone, and it means so much.
Yeah. That's. Charles, that didn't come out quite the way you wanted it to, I don't think. Charles, we know what you're saying, though. And that's what we were doing. We were praying for you, Charles. It wasn't just me, but it was the church was praying for you. And we were concerned, and we're just glad you're back doing well. One of the things, Charles, I don't know if you remember this or not, when I looked in at you and asked you if you was okay, you told me that it was the sermon that knocked you down. And I thought, well, he's still got his sense of humor. Okay, Gail.
I want to thank you and I'm working for my wonderful mother-in-law. She's taking good care of us for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We rejoice with that. And family's important, isn't it? And we just praise the Lord with you. So thank you. With that, let us have our ushers now to come forward and to collect our tithes and our offerings. Let's stand together in prayer. Will you bow your heads with me? Gracious most heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for all the answered prayers that we are sharing here together this morning. Lord, we know that your spirit is at work. Lord, that you are giving us victory. Lord, you've given us victory on the cross. You've given us victory over death, over the grave. You've given us victory over sin. Lord, we see victory and we share a victory over sickness. Lord, we just thank you for the continued victory that we come to find in and through you. Lord, we just praise you that in our relationship with you that we can be victorious. And you want us to be victorious over all these things, over Satan and his works, over the lusts of our flesh, over the devil, over the desires of the world. Lord, you give us victory over all these things. And Lord, we thank you so much for that. Lord, we know that without the coming of your Son, Jesus, us receiving him in that manger here upon this earth, and Lord, that him growing into a man and dying upon a cross for us. We know, Lord, without that, none of these victories would be able to have them, Lord. That these victories wouldn't be ours, but we would still be longing for them. But that's not the case, Lord. We have them because, Lord, you have come. We have received our King, our Savior. And Lord, for that, we praise you here this morning. We thank you for the simple victories that you give us each and every day of our life when we get up and we go to take on the challenges that are before us and the challenges that we each face. Father, we just give you praise and glory here this morning for who you are and for, Lord, just the wonderful salvation you provide to each one who desires it. Lord, pray for our offertory this morning. Just pray you continue to bless this church. Lord, help us to be that light, not that we're hid under a bushel, but Lord, we're that light that's shining forth the good news of your Son, Christ Jesus. Help us to do that, I pray. Help us to be effective at that, Lord. Don't let our sin get in the way or, Lord, our own desires. But Lord, let us fix our eyes upon you and your Son, Jesus, and let us serve you with our whole hearts. And Lord, let us just be effective and reaching others with the good news of Jesus Christ. Maybe it'll happen this Christmas. Maybe we can reach out to a friend and, Lord, just again remind them of what of the good, blessed gift we have received in Christ. Just direct us, I pray. By your divine guidance, I pray, lead us to those who need to hear your words of truth. Father, we just give you all praise and glory now. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things together. Amen. You may be seated. Okay, our youth Sunday school and our children's church can be dismissed. They're going to be working on the play. If you would, kids, head towards the fellowship hall. I think that's where they're going to kind of gather together. Thanks for all those that are working and helping with the children. If you're here with me, I want you to turn in your Bible to Isaiah chapter 11. Isaiah chapter 11. Really got the thought this week about the gifts which we receive at Christmas. And that's really kind of how this is titled here, the gifts of Christmas. I was thinking about, you know, a lot of times we think about the gifts that are under the Christmas tree. And those are fun things as well. We enjoy the gifts that we receive and give and exchange at Christmas. But I was thinking more along the lines of the gifts that are underneath the cross of Jesus. I think there's another tree. There's another tree that stands. And underneath that tree, there are gifts which God gives to us. Those are the more important gifts. The gifts we receive here, you know, maybe you get a nice gift. And you know, there's a lot of nice gifts we'll open and receive. But all those gifts, they really won't take, we can't take them with us into heaven, can we? You know, we start here with nothing, we leave here with nothing, right? You know, we don't take anything with us. And so all these gifts are earthly gifts, and they're good gifts, they're nice gifts, but they're not eternal gifts. The ones I'm going to be talking about with you this morning are eternal gifts. And those are the things that we take with us into heaven. And I want you to look here at Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 and 2, because here it kind of lays out for us. Isaiah spells out really what those gifts are. I'm not making these things up. It's just not me coming up with it. I'm using the Bible here to show you exactly where it is that God tells us the gifts which we receive. Now, it says here, Isaiah chapter 1 here, or chapter 11, verse 1, rather, says, "There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his root. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom, understanding, the Spirit of counsel, might, the Spirit of knowledge, and the fear of the Lord." Now, these are the gifts that are given to us by Christ. And you say, well, hold on here. This is talking about Jesus. These are the gifts that he will have, you know. The Spirit will be upon him. Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, might, Spirit of knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. Well, the Bible tells us straight up that those things which have been given to Christ, we inherit. They come to us. And so these attributes which you see being given to Christ here, God gives to us from the cross. There are scriptures that tell us that. Colossians 1:27 says, "To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." In us, we have Christ, don't we? The Spirit of God. And Christ lives within us. Galatians 2:20 says, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith unto the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." And even Romans says, Romans 8:1, "If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through the Spirit who dwells in you. So listen, these things are not just exclusive to Jesus, because Jesus is living in us. Amen? These things, these spirits of counsel, of might, of wisdom, these things were given to Christ, but they were intended for each of us. That's the desire. Those are the gifts that Christ offers to each one of us. God has taken what is exclusive in Christ Jesus, and He has wrapped it up and put it on His mark of assurance that it has been given to each one of us, that we can be filled with the gifts of Jesus through His Holy Spirit. And God has given us the best gifts, hasn't He? The best gifts. God's not a stingy giver, is He? He's not a Scrooge. He's not a penny pincher. He gives us the very best. And these are the gifts that He gives to us. And so I want you to look here at this list. We're going to go through it real quickly. And note here that if you have Christ, then you have been given and have received these gifts in your life. Now, number one here is the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon you. That was the best, first and best gift that Jesus was given. Upon Him was the Spirit of God. Now, do you remember when Jesus was being baptized? He was being baptized as John the Baptist. And at the moment that Jesus was being baptized, it says that the Spirit of God came down upon Him like what? Like a dove, right? It was like in the image of a dove. And here come the Spirit of God, and He rests upon Christ. And that Spirit was a powerful thing. That was God coming together in the Son, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit there together. Listen, that same Spirit that came upon Jesus would later proclaim that we would receive that same Spirit. John 14:6, Jesus said, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." Listen, the gift of the Holy Spirit to Jesus, we find in the New Testament, is also the gift to each one of us, isn't it? We have been given and have received as believers the gift of the Holy Spirit. In the same way that the Spirit came and dwelt within Jesus, so has He come and dwelt within all His believers. And so what a wonderful gift. Now, number two there, the Spirit of wisdom. You know, one of the prayers that Solomon prayed for, and it was kind of told of Solomon, you could ask of anything, and that God was going to give it to him. And what did Solomon pray for? He prayed for wisdom, didn't he? And he was probably one of the wisest men to have ever lived. He was full of wisdom. Wisdom really is more than just knowledge, but it's the ability to choose what is right. And that's the Spirit that God has placed within you. God has put within you the ability, the wisdom, to choose what is right. Isn't that a great thing? Yeah, there's people today that don't know how to choose what is right. That is, those things that God is pleased with. They're just doing whatever they want, right? No real thought about what pleases God. No real wisdom to their living. Just doing. But we live with the wisdom of God that we do those things that seek to please our Father in heaven. That's what Jesus said, isn't it? He said, "I always do those things. I always do those things that I say and do that seek to glorify My Father which is in heaven." That's real wisdom. And that's the wisdom that God has given us as well. Okay, number three there, the Spirit of understanding. Now, understanding is discernment. And all Christians possess within them the ability to discern then the will of God and the Word of God and the works of God. Will of God, Word of God, works of God. You ever been reading the Bible? All of a sudden, something just becomes clear. Oh, isn't that wonderful? This is what Jesus is saying to me. It's God speaking to me in that moment. I've read through Scripture sometimes. I read through them two or three times, and then all of a sudden, the Spirit of God of discernment will come on me, and I'll just say, oh, there it is. I didn't understand that, but now I do exactly what God is saying to me. God helps us discern, doesn't He? He helps us to discern the Word of God. You know, the Bible goes to say that the natural man does not understand the things of God. That we cannot know them. The fleshly side of us, we do not know the things of God, nor can we understand them. But it is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of this discernment, that we're able to see the Scriptures through the eyes of God. We're able to hear the Scriptures through the ears of God, and we can understand then what it is that God is saying. We discern His will, we can discern His Word, we can discern His works as we look to the Scriptures and see. I think the greatest work being the work of salvation, right? We discern that God worked His works upon the cross and that He paid for our salvation there with His Son's precious blood, and that His Son was the payment, the propitiation of our sin there upon the cross, is how the Bible says it. Okay, number four there, look, it's the spirit of counsel. Counsel is just another way of saying right judgment, a spirit of truth. That is, we understand what is truth. Boy, I tell you, truth is a big one now, isn't it? I think the world is a gentle way of saying it, but the world has gone completely nuts, don't you think? It's completely nuts. Up is down. Down is up. Right is wrong. Wrong is right. Left is right. Right is left. Boys are girls. Girls are boys. It's nuts. It's completely nuts. They've lost all understanding of what truth is. And it's because they've left the Bible, hadn't they? This is the Word of truth. This tells us what truth is. What right really is and what wrong really is. What light really is and what darkness really is. I tell you, there's a attempt today to tell you that darkness is really light. That you are to do the things of darkness, and that is really good for you. That bad is good and good is bad. But God has given us a spirit of counsel, hasn't He, in the church? He has given us the spirit of truth. And we know what is truth because we have His truth. And we know what right is. We know what wrong is. And we're able to push back against those that teach otherwise, those that preach otherwise. Listen, they're not just teaching, they're preaching it, aren't they? They're preaching otherwise. Okay, the spirit of counsel. I could go on there, but we have to keep going. Number five, the spirit of might. I really like this one. Might is not necessarily muscle. It's not bulging muscles here when you think of might, heavy lifting and that sort of thing. But it is the ability to endure, and it is courage. I think of, you think of a big strong guy, you know, Samson in the Old Testament there. He was a big strong guy, wasn't he? But he lacked endurance, especially when it came to his nagging wife. She got under his skin, and he eventually ended up falling into sin. And this idea, though, of might is this courage. I think of Daniel, when I think of might. Here's a man that has endurance. Here's a man that has courage, and he takes on the enemies of God, even when they're much bigger than he is. And so this courage, this spirit of courage, we need a spirit of courage, don't we? We're going to push back against the things of the world today. We're going to have to be courageous. Because the persecution of the church the persecution of the Christian will only intensify as darkness continues to grab power and grab whatever it can and to use it against us. We're going to have the spirit of courage and the spirit of might. Jesus was very courageous, wasn't He? Not just even walking to the cross and that courage it took to take on the sins of the world. That was a very courageous thing. But just in general in His ministry, you didn't see anybody push Jesus around, did you? He continued to preach the truth even when it wasn't popular, even when those in authority tried to persecute Him with it. He continued to stand up and preach the truth of God. And we have to as well. Spirit of might. Okay, number six, the spirit of knowledge. This is knowing something, and God has given us the spirit of knowledge and understanding there, knowing the things of God. I think it's also a spirit of remembering. We were talking about that a little bit this morning in our Sunday school class, just this spirit of remembering. Remembering the scripture, right? Remember when Jesus was out there in the wilderness, he was being tempted by Satan? And what did he do? He remembered scripture, didn't he? He fought Satan back with the word of God. God gives us the spirit of knowledge, this spirit of remembering scripture and putting it within our minds and within our heart. So that moment when you ever been in that moment and maybe something's happening or you're going through a crisis and all of a sudden a scripture pops into your mind, boy, that's the spirit of knowledge. God's giving you that scripture, that knowledge of scripture to help you through in that moment. Okay, lastly, we see there the spirit of the fear of the Lord. And that's kind of wonder and awe. The wonder and awe of God. And we certainly feel that at Christmas, don't we? The wonder and awe of Christmas. He has put within us the fear of God, a righteous fear, a good fear. That this fear is a wonder and awe of the things of God. And I think from that wonder and awe, do we just kind of circle back to that joy that we come to find in Jesus? It's in that wonder and awe of Christ and of God and His good things for us that we find that true joy, don't we? That God has truly blessed us, hasn't He? He's truly blessed us. He's given us the gifts from the Savior. Right there, Isaiah chapter 11. Those are the gifts under the tree, the cross. Isn't that wonderful? So that's, you know, maybe you get up on Sunday and you're a Christmas day and maybe there's not that many gifts under the tree for you. Don't worry. There's another tree that's much better than that one. And there are the true gifts of Christmas. You just go right there to chapter 11 and read them again. Those are the things that God has given to you. Amen?
Amen.
Let's bow our heads in prayer. Grace, Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for another tree, a more precious tree, a tree, Lord, where You were pinned to it with nails through Your hands and through Your feet. Lord, if we listen close enough, we can almost hear the hammer of the nail going through Your hands. And the hammer and the nail going through Your feet. And then, Lord, You were lifted up, placed upon that cross where You hung. Lord, where You took upon Yourself not Your shame. Lord, there was no sin in You. But, Lord, You took upon the shame and sin of the world. Lord, we exchanged the word world and put our name there. It's our sin. Lord, You died for each one of us. And Lord, we thank You that that cross wasn't empty. And Lord, we thank You at the base of that cross, Lord, we know and find in the Scriptures that, Lord, You gifted to us through Your precious blood that spilt there upon the earth these wonderful things that we are to have and use to follow You, to worship You, to glorify You. Lord, we thank You for these gifts which we have received through Your Son, Jesus. We praise Him for these gifts. Lord, we're not worthy of them, but Lord, You give them to us because You are love. Father, we praise Your name here this morning, and we thank You for Your Son, Jesus, and these precious gifts which we have received. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things together. Amen. Okay, let's gather now in our closing hymn. We've been talking about joy, and we'll finish on that note. Joy to the World, page 125. Let's stand together and sing. Our heads in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, again, Lord, we just thank you for this season of Advent. I just pray that this Sunday and all these Sundays have just encouraged each one of us in our faith, Lord, that you continue to draw us closer to your side and, Lord, to the cross. Father, we praise you and we praise your Son, Jesus. Bless us, I pray, this week as we move 1 week closer to Christmas. Lord, we just bless you and we bless your name. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things together. Amen.